over. So let's begin with why do you think so many people like to travel and visit other countries? I'll take your notes first, all right?
Okay, I need to describe national and international.
No. Just tell me, why do you think so many people like to travel and visit other countries?
I cannot represent their feelings, but presumably for me, I personally like to travel all these countries because firstly, I can know all different cultures, I can taste all different food, and I can see different lot of people, and a lot of them are nice.
All right. Have you been abroad?
Yeah, of course.
Where have you been?
I've been like Paris for 2 times. I've been American several times. I've been London once in my grade 8.
So you travel quite a lot, right? Okay. Can you tell me what did you like best out of all your travels, and what did you dislike most?
Oh, that is a question. The most exciting thing to me, the thing I feel the most enthusiastic to is the looks on avenues in Paris, mm-hmm. because I like fashion, of course, and every time when I went to Paris, I always like stop for like an hour even. I just stand there or see some like cafes just outside the walk, and I see people and I enjoy that kind of ease. I enjoy that kind of pleasure.
Okay.
To live in that kind of country. And the most dislike is kind of the American nightlife.
Why is that?
Because I don't know, because it's always loud and noisy outside the door. I don't know why.
Have you ever faced any difficult situation while traveling?
Difficult? Firstly, my language.
No,
I don't know a bit of French, and my English is not good. Secondly, is understanding of different cultures, because sometimes some gestures in Chinese culture, before you put your hands right up and in front of your chest, this means like bless you. Yeah. But if in some like Thailand, I didn't mention before, but in Thailand, it's like kind of a bad thing.
To put your hands together like you're praying.
Yeah.
Isn't that how they greet?
No, it's not more like, greet, but it's not like very similar to Chinese, because that they use often with this, but if Chinese uses like more. Yeah, pray for bless you, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And like express thanks.
All right.
Grateful attitude.
Excellent. All right. So what we're going to do now, we're going to move on to the second part of the second part, which is we're going to talk about future employment and education. Which subjects have you chosen for next semester?
Okay, for next semester for English, I choose global perspectives, because I go to America, I don't study else. And math, drama, and NATO drama, and economics.
Okay, and what do you plan to study when you go to university?
Yeah, sarcastically, I want to study fashion, but I choose economic and math, that kind of subject. Because I personally find math and economic more easily to get relative higher mark.
Which university do you want to go to?
Parsons.
And
in American.
What do you think are your chances?
I stand a little chance of that, actually. Because it's like top-notch like university around globally.
You gotta work hard and improve.
Yes, I have 4 portfolios too. Jeez.
All right. I'm sure you'll be fine. You're a smart student. So tell me, what about can you describe to me your ideal job?
My ideal job, very commonly in like starter fashion designer is working in the world. I want to work in the house for Fifth Avenue. Oh, jeez.
What exactly would you be doing?
For now, my dream is like a junior designer for the world will be satisfaction to me.
You mean an interior designer?
Interior, I don't.
Or digital?
Fashion design. Okay. Fashion design, the role.
Would you like to set up your own business?
Yeah, maybe when I have enough experience, I would think about that. But for now, I would like to get into big companies and know.
Would you like to set up your business or open your own brand? Perhaps someday start up your own brand of clothing. Would you like to do this in China or abroad?
I would like to do it abroad because
why?
That's just like I don't want to say things, but. Yeah, for abroad, I'm willing to study in America, and I feel more comfortable to set my own business around my school within my people, like my classmates, even with my professor, and it's much easier to get first-hand resources about fashion abroad.
Okay, well, thank you very much, William. This speaking test is now complete.